This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, your official overview of the charts put together by Talkers Magazine and their group of brilliant editors and reporters, led by the brilliant Michael Harrison, who's the editor and he's the publisher of said magazine. Well, actually, it used to be a magazine. It isn't anymore. It's online.
It's
Talkers.com.
It's an online magazine.
Online magazine, right.
Oh, yeah.
But isn't that kind of oxymoronic? How can you be? A magazine is something you put your hand like that. This is like my Rush Limbaugh impersonation. And so that's, for me, is a magazine. But not for you.
Well, it all depends. That's like saying then this show is not a radio show if people are listening online. It's still a radio show.
How dare they? Listen on the radio. That's the best place.
We have to get used to the new media, the new platforms, while maintaining our understanding of the 20th century ideas of what these packages are. You know, if a news organization is a news organization, whether their information is coming on the printed page or on the digital page, and a magazine has many meanings, and the meaning is bringing things together under one roof. Excuse me. That's how we mean it. But, we're not the only ones going through re-explanations of what things are as we transition into, a period of unstable relationships between form and content. It comes down to form and content.
So that's the way the show's going to go today, huh? You have your professorial hat on? It's great. I think we need more PBS-style programming. And this could be...
Okay,
why can't we have... By the way, why isn't the countdown on PBS, radio?
Here, let's do it this way. And now today, on the countdown, we're going to be presenting an overview of the most talked-about subjects in the media on news talk radio stations, which you all realize are radical right-wing propagandistic fascist outlets.
So listen to our stations that are left-leaning liberal lunatics.
There you go.
All right, let's go through. By the way, Shana Tova, I got that. I've got it all figured out now. How to pronounce
today is this holiday is
weekend.
It's hard to you know the holidays that we are used to applying to the seasons. This whole year has been like, is it Easter? Is it Passover?
Yeah, right.
What's Christmas going to be like this year? Mm-hmm. You know, they've already ruined Halloween.
My God, have you seen, by the way, some of those masks, those Karen masks? You know what the Karen thing is?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Boy, she is the girl of my dreams.
How is she?
She's got this great hairdo, this blonde streaked asymmetrical thing. Her skin is nice and ruddy and patchy her eyes are red and
bloodshot
and bug eyed. Her teeth are green.
Yeah.
And
perfect.
She says, "I want to speak to the manager."
Uh-huh. All right, let's go through, Mr. Manager, the stories this week, please.
Oh, gosh.
That's why we're here, after all.
Okay. Do you want me to read them off of paper or off of a computer screen? Which would you prefer?
I got mine on paper.
The stories. At number 10, the Mueller team phone wiping.
Yeah, there you go. Why do we have... This is a great one, man. If you don't think this is the height of something, my God. These guys can get away with anything. Anyway, go ahead through the list and
then
come back.
At number 9, we have U.S. Foreign Affairs. We used to call it U.S.-China, U.S.-Russia, U.S. Middle East Relations.
East, I thought there was, nobody paid much attention to it this week because of all the other nonsense with the wildfires and COVID and the race and Black Lives Matter. But I thought this was pretty significant and kind of for everybody that wants to throw, maybe it says something about the news media and how they don't want to cover Trump in a positive light. I thought this was a fairly good, not, I don't know if it's a coup, but this is, whoever put it together, I thought
it's a
it was
step,
pretty
it's a step,
good.
It's a step in the right direction. It's, yeah. It has some bugs and flaws to it, and, well, and certainly there are areas of it that can be criticized, but yeah. I tend not to. Yeah. My particular view of it is that it's an achievement for the Trump administration.
Yeah.
Of course, if you are a proponent of the two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian problem, then it is a terrible pact of war. So there are different views on this, but I tend to think it's an achievement. I agree with you. The press has played it down because much of the press is anti-Trump, and they don't want to give them any kind of benefit of any doubt. At number 8, we have the economy. At number 7, the education crisis. At number 6, Attorney General Barr's comments on sedition and civil liberties. And that's pretty interesting.
Oh, I wrote down here, I make notes when I'm getting ready to go on the air with you. I look at the stories and the people, and I make notes next to the list. Yeah. So my note next to number 6 is just, why? With a question mark. Why would you get involved in that at all? And that was my comment. So anyway.
Okay. Well, all right. Picking up where we left off.
Yes.
At number 5, race relations, Black Lives Matter, police reform, the L.A. police ambush, and the Breonna Taylor settlement. These are all part of the race relations at number 5.
Yep.
Number 4, the wildfires, Hurricane Sally, and climate change. It's up there at number 4. Number 3, COVID-19 stats and projections. We're constantly talking about the statistics, how many people died, how many people will die, how many people have gotten it worldwide, nationwide, statewide. And number 2, the presidential race.
And by the way, that's a nonsense number because nobody really knows. They can't attribute who's died to it. They can't really look at medical records. The whole thing is a scam. It could be millions. It could be half of the number. It doesn't. There's no way of knowing what the accurate number is. And even, and so what? Even what is, what good does it do you to know that 13 people in your town died yesterday? So what? What does that do for you? Make your life better?
I am so overwhelmed by the multiplicity of concepts that you've thrown at me, I don't know how to respond. What does it matter that 13 million people in your community died yesterday? What does that matter?
13, okay. Did I say million? I meant 13 people.
I thought you said 13.
No, I don't
cares?
Say that it, no, that's not the point. But people use this as some sort of reference point. Like, what can you do in a sense about it? I think all it does is scare people, and maybe that's what we're supposed to do, is scare them into wearing masks or scare them into distancing, whatever it is. But I find it, because I don't think the stats are accurate, I tend not to pay much attention to them. But it's just me.
Oh, it's not just you. A lot of people feel that way.
No, oh, okay.
So number 2 is the presidential race and the mail-in voting security. That's probably the major issue of the presidential race in terms
yes.
of the actual election. Is
yeah.
the mail-in thing. But there's so much to the presidential race. And, you know, basically everything we've talked about relates to the presidential race. Every subject we've talked about so far
sure does.
Is in the presidential race. And the only thing that we've isolated as being, you know, a topic that's even more so has been health care. And talk about vaccines and masks. We're still talking about masks, both politically and scientifically. And the vaccine issue has become controversial, where it has been politicized. Donald Trump says, here it is, it's coming, we got it, we're doing a great job. And other members of his administration and in the health community are saying, woo, not so fast, not so fast.
Well,
so there you go.
They've all been proven wrong in one way or another at some point during this. Want to do the people list?
Yeah, we have Robert Mueller. He's back in action at number 10. Jared Kushner at 9. Number 8, Dr. Scott Atlas, one of the politicized doctors in this whole debate. Number 7, Kayleigh McEnany. And at number 6, we have Jenny Durkin tied with Breonna Taylor. William Barr at 5. Michael Caputo at 4. Number 3, Dr. Tony Fauci and Dr. Robert Redfield, as opposed to Robert Redford.
Exactly. Yeah.
He just passed his online medical.
Uh-huh. MD. Robert Redford, MD.
Right. Mm-hmm. Dr. Kildare. Joe Biden is at number 2, and number 1 is Donald Trump.
Who played Dr. Kildare? on TV.
Oh, gosh. Famous actor.
Yes.
Why are you doing this to me?
Richard Chamberlain.
Richard Chamberlain.
And then at the same time,
Chamberlain,
Dr. Ben Casey was on the
Our
age. All right, 16 after the hour, we dig into the stories in depth and conversation that will make you not want to leave for the remainder of the hour. That's the idea here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. The question about your body and diets and exercise. We talk a lot here about Calitrin, which is the natural way to lose weight. But in all of that discussion, do we talk about the rest of the important part of your body, i.e. your brain? If you aren't getting the kind of supplementation you need because you're not getting in the food, you need to think about Prevagen. Prevagen will make your brain healthier and will give you a better life. Take care of your brain. Add the country's most natural and proven brain health supplement. It's called Prevagen. Should be in your daily routine. Improve your short-term memory. The brain health supplement I'm talking about, once again, Prevagen. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Exclusively from the Talk Radio Countdown Show building in, where are we, down in, we could be
downtown Florida. Metropolis.
Yes, that's what it is. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here with the overview. Again, one of the things at number three that I was talking about with regard to stats, I'm looking at a newsletter that comes from one of my affiliates out in Montana, KMMS. They carry this program as well. And the headline and the review for their listeners has to do with how many cases there are. Especially they focus on school children. The data released there shows the Department of Health and Human Services in Montana has ascertained very little impact among students, not only spreading the virus between themselves, but the other family members. And that's one of the things that people worry about. Well, we can't have school open because the kids are bringing home and make their parents and grandparents sick. I think at this point, you got to kind of take a flyer on this and move ahead otherwise. I want to talk about December 25th with regard to COVID. We come back, Michael, please. It's 21 after.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's get an unencumbered view now, continuing our focus on the charts for the week of September 14th to the 18th, courtesy of the research done at Talkers Magazine. The list is at talkers.com, where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and it's where Michael Harrison hangs out as well. Yes, he's a hanger-outer, not a hanger-oner.
Yeah,
I'm Doug Steffen.
I hang around the Talkers Television building.
It's right, exactly. It's high atop Metropolis's big tower. It's the big tower. By the way, speaking of big towers, the fire is number four this week. Focus on the hurricane, the fires and stuff, which we are, you're not getting it down in Florida, but we up here in New England are getting the smoke from the fires, and it's going over to Europe.
Yes.
What is happening there, the amazing thing about these fires is how they started, the fact that it just amazes me how inept you, this, it, the picture of ineptness should be the state of California governors, the governor there, and the mayors. Unbelievable, Michael. Really is.
Mm. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, obviously they're subject to tremendous criticism. How the fires are the result of ineptness, I'm not quite sure what you're driving at.
Pacific Gas and Electric has not been required yet to clean up their act. They still have all of the brush and the things that have been causing these fires for years. They're all still there. They don't want to spend the money, and the government apparently is all right with that because they continue to bail them out when they get sued. They bail them out of bankruptcy. There's a collusion like you wouldn't... extraordinary collusion here. Extraordinary.
So you think that that is the primary cause? I'm not challenging you. Cause of these fires.
There are other causes.
Climate change.
The climate thing. It's convenient to have climate change come into the conversation. Not that it isn't something that we all should continue to pay attention to, but come on. Even though people say, it's the warmest it's ever been in Southern California. No, it's not. It's been hot. But since the records have been taken, kept in the 1880s, probably is maybe close to the warmest it's been. But it's a desert, for God's sakes. Los Angeles and Southern California are deserts. It gets hot in the desert. Mm-hmm. And if you go back over the history of the planet, I'm betting there are a lot more, if there ever were times when there were a thermostat around, I mean a temperature gauge, thermometer, and what am I looking for? Not thermometer.
Well, all I know is, you're right. You know, if they had planned it out properly, they would have built L.A. in, Butte, Montana. And then it would have been, I don't know why they decided to develop it there.
I know. Ours. So anyway, there was a and the hurricane business, those poor people. I heard from some listeners in Louisiana that the radio station was kind of on again, off again. Oh, the one thing I wanted to mention, speaking of radio stations, with regard to the fires, there is, you know where Mount Wilson is in Los Angeles? You know enough about Los Angeles to be dangerous. So Mount Wilson is where all the towers are, television, radio, all the cellular stuff, all on one tower. And the fire started going up the mountain. Can you imagine what would have happened? No radio, no television, no cell phones if the fire had gotten to the top. Fortunately, for whatever the reason, it didn't get to the top of the mountain. But if it had, man, just think about it. We'd become there completely without communication.
Our entire infrastructure, our entire society is very, very, very fragile.
I mean, it is.
It's totally fragile. Yeah. We don't often think about how fragile it is.
Well, we do when the power goes out and people don't know what to do. They don't know to cook their food on a flame, you know, stuff like that. The amount of just sheer naivete. And I think that plays into the presidential race and the mail-in voting issue, which we ought to talk about when we come back again. Number two this week is a focus on the race itself. According to the research done by Talkers Magazine, the story section is where we are as we continue here in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen on the air.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain, unless you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is asking Senate Republicans to not rush through a nominee to fill a seat on the Supreme Court before the election.
I appeal to those few Senate Republicans, the handful who really will decide what happens. Please follow your conscience.
Republican Missouri Senator Roy Blunt on CBS.
It takes two things to replace a Supreme Court judge. One is the president has to nominate, and two is the Senate has to determine that they want to deal with that issue at that time.
There's growing concerns that Tropical Storm Beta could bring heavy rain to an already storm-weary Gulf Coast. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner.
This adds 6 to 10 inches inwardly in the city of Houston. Along the coast, they're saying it could be as much as 20 inches.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
A southern state has made it clear who won't be able to vote by mail in November. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns reports.
The Mississippi Supreme Court ruled Friday that fearing COVID-19 does not automatically qualify anyone to vote absentee. The decision clarified whether a lower court ruling would have expanded access to absentee ballots. Mississippi is one of a handful of states that has not expanded access to mail-in voting despite the coronavirus pandemic. State law allows absentee ballots for those 65 and older, those away from home on Election Day, or for those who have to work when the polls are open. Those with a temporary or permanent physical disability can also request an absentee ballot if they cannot vote without substantial hardship or risk.
With more people staying home from the pandemic, more people are bored and turning to exotic pets as entertainment. And more neighbors are home to complain about it. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Complaints about exotic animals being kept as pets are on the rise in New York City. From the 1st of January through last week, the city's 311 hotline logging 315 calls about illegal animals, a 77% increase over that period last year. The New York Post is reporting rooster complaints are leading the way, followed by calls about ferrets, iguanas, snakes, and monkeys. Queens had the most complaints, followed by Brooklyn.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The idea that you could come together and actually figure out what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, who would have thought of such a thing? Well, I'll tell you who thought about it. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and many years ago, long ago and far away, on a planet that is quite a distance from here, he created the idea, came up with the idea, of pursuing what is being done on this new-fangled format called News Talk Radio. And here we are, how many years later, talking about what's going on in News Talk Radio. That's it. Yeah, we're on
30 years ago we started Talkers. And it's not just News Talk Radio. We do all talk radio. This show is about News Talk Radio.
Yes, it is.
But we deal with, all kinds of talk radio and all kinds of subjects. And sports talk, for one, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, I often get frustrated when people equate the term talk radio with just the news talk format.
Political talk radio.
Talk radio, and there's so much more to it. As a matter of fact, talk is the best thing on radio.
It is.
And that's why music radio is not doing very well, because it doesn't have people talking.
Boring. It's like a jukebox. You can push Sirius satellite radio buttons and come up with the same stuff. You need somebody to tell you. Remember the old days when you and I were jocks, and here we are back in the good old days.
Yeah.
So we talked about things that made sense to the people, or at least the things that mattered to people. It was about the music or life. I remember, I've told you this before, when I was a jock, One of the bosses I had used to come into the studio and tell me to shut the F up and play the music.
No, I remember I used to do very meaningful, we called them raps, you know, R.I.P.,
yes.
You know, and, hey there, guys and gals, Fabian's going to be playing at the Freeport High School gym this weekend. Ooh, it's 75 cents, and for two, it'll be $1. No.
It's the Moldy Oldie Goody Goldie Show on the radio, and this is your puking disc jockey, F.M. Douglas, on the air.
You see, I never did that. I was a heavy duty. I was a heavy duty F.M.
Yes, smoked cigarettes and gargled with razor blades and all that stuff. Yeah. That stuff. All right, let's talk about the polls that show the Democrats leading in the Senate races. We're talking about the presidential race. We'll sort of tie it into that. Are the congressional races and the senatorial races and the urgency, the Democrats say, to take back the Senate so we can take back our country from those damn Republicans.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if Biden wins, we're going to be overrun by Marxist, leftist, anti-American, you know, mobs, and the stock market's going to crash, and the world and the world will be burnt down. If Trump wins, we're going to lose all of our democratic institutions. An authoritarian leader will be without restraint, and we're going to go all fascist all the time. This is a lovely choice.
It is. It's interesting because people have been asking what happens if there is, and there seems to be a lot of thought behind there being a lot of contests. Whether the Democrats lawyer up, the Republicans lawyer up, who's counting what ballots, et cetera, et cetera. But what happens after you go to the polls on November 3rd, the states have a month to count the ballots, and there'll be a lot of mail-in ballots, which is a questionable thing in my opinion. Then the electoral votes, another questionable thing, the Electoral College, you and I agree that sure as hell is no way to run a railroad. But we still have that system, and that is really the reason for the problem to begin with. If you have one person, one vote, there's never going to be a question. But the Electoral College sets it up to be a fiasco. Yes?
Yeah. And the proponents of the Electoral College, most of whom are whichever party seems to gain by it, say that, you know, it makes it fairer.
It's irrational to say that.
It's unfair. Then you get into the argument where, well, it's more democratic, and then you'll get the guy who'll say,
big cities will always
take winners. This country is not a democracy, it's a republic.
Right. Anybody who says that, watch out for them, because they're the ones that go for the Kool-Aid that says democracy is not good.
By the way, if you go back to the election of 1825, John Quincy Adams won because he was voted in by the House of Representatives, not by the public vote. And that's something that that may happen this time around. So if there are more Democrats, now just think this through. If more Democrats win in Congress and in the Senate, and this goes to the Congress and the Senate, a Democrat will be elected president. Not because you elected him, but they'll tell you that you really did elect him because you elected us. Well, if I didn't vote for whoever the Democrat is or the Republican is, then I'm not voting and my vote doesn't count.
No.
Right?
It's complicated. That's a representative form of government. It's impossible to have a pure democracy. That being said, otherwise everybody will be in Congress. You know what I mean? All 300.
Well, we used to have representative town meeting, remember? I was a member.
They still have that in New England. They still have that in New England. They have town meetings, and hundreds of people attend. It's an interesting phenomenon.
Yeah, it's cool. Right.
But no, the system, I think, has to be overhauled carefully. And more importantly, we have to teach civics in school so citizens understand what the possibilities are.
Do you think that was purposeful, that someone or somebody or some group somewhere decided we've got to stop teaching civics so nobody knows what's going on so we can fool the voters or the public more and get more control over whatever it is that we need to have control over? Do you think there's a cabal?
No, I don't think there's a cabal. I just think it's years of erosion of clear critical thinking and laziness. I don't think that there's cabals and that type of conspiracy. I think things happen through incompetence and through self-serving. In other words, a dumb public is easier to sell stuff to.
Huh? Absolutely. And listen to how they're buying it. We're in the advertising business. We're here to sell you. And so listen up. If you're really dumb, you'll buy this stuff.
Well, I don't want to say that because I don't want to bite the hand that feeds us. And plus, advertising is a form of communication.
Yeah.
But when selling something at any cost without ethics, without business principles, without caring about your customer, without having a relationship with people, then it becomes ugly, and that becomes unfettered commerce. And I think we're going through a period right now where we cannot trust big business just as much as we can't trust big government.
Can't trust big ag.
Yeah, you can't trust anything big. Any concentration of power among people. Doesn't matter what you call it. It's the same thing.
Well,
organizations exist to perpetuate their existence.
This is why I voted against Ed Markey for Senate Massachusetts, because he was the chairman of the House Subcommittee on Telecommunications in 1996, responsible almost single-handedly for pushing through Congress the Telecommunication Act, which gave us such wonderful things as unfettered radio ownership, so that one company could own thousands of radio stations. Look at how fabulously that worked for us. And then the other thing that they did that was fabulous was allow the big communications companies to buy each other out. Basically, the law legalized, let's say, AT&T buying Verizon or whatever was around then. They all bought up all these companies. They run to make themselves bigger so that we now, instead of having 40 different companies to choose from, you got four. And we all know how fabulous the service is in the telecommunications. Oh, just call Verizon and try to talk to somebody. Or any of these outfits. You know, that's what Michael is saying. Big doesn't mean better. And when you talk about airlines and all the consolidation that went on there, they told you it'd be better service and cheaper fares. Really? Check that out. And so on it goes, Michael.
We need somebody like Teddy Roosevelt again.
Yes, we do.
He was the trust buster.
Yeah,
and you know, people should study that era. You know, the turn of the century. The 20th century from the 19th century. This was a major issue in America, and a lot of lessons could be learned from that history.
The president continues to enjoy some pretty significant Latino support, which is much to the dismay of the Democrats, who think they ought to own black votes and Latino votes. Though you see that changing quite a bit. Why do you think that is?
I don't know whether that is. I'll be able to say that is after the election. I don't know if that's necessarily true. If it's true,
well, I saw a poster, Latinos for Trump. This was in L.A.
But you've never seen a poster, White people for Trump.
So that brings about the politics of race, Black Lives Matter, and all that stuff. And more dividing our country, further divisions in the country.
It's not healthy when it's done, disingenuously. Obviously, it's difficult to have a country that's multi-ethnic, multi-racial, multi-anything. Many countries, their ethnicity is homogenized.
Right.
In Japan, almost everybody is of the same race.
Yep.
In China, there's a little more diversity.
And they don't want you in. They don't let people in.
Right,
They purposely keep people out who are different from them.
Right, but one of the things about the American experiment and American democracy is that it is a melting pot, but it's become a mosaic. And therein lies a lot of things that we have to think about. But I like the idea of diversity.
Let me have you think about how to lose weight.
Yes.
Check it out. Let's get rid of that weight. Big deal at the folks at Calitrin at TobLoss.com have come up with a very special, very special sort of email blast. You can go to TobLoss.com and see what they have. You have payment plans now available if you're in the mood to lose some weight and you want to buy enough of a product to really get you. I think you need 6 months supply in order to make this work well for you. That's my experience anyway. Matter of fact, I think you should just be on the product all the time because it does so many other great things according to the science and research besides help you lose weight. Fabulous all natural ingredients, stimulant-free, drug-free, guaranteed to help you lose weight or your money back. TopLoss.com. Please use the discount code DJV on the shipping. You won't pay. You get better pricing, maybe even cash back. How about them apples? That's a checkout. Use DJV so you can lose the weight. Everybody in the family gets onto this. It really is fabulous. And there's no interest payment either if you buy enough of this to go around. You need some help, they're there to help you. TopLoss.com. See how this program can be so right for you. That's TopLoss.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
All right, let's get to the feature that Michael does every week. Michael Harrison interviews somebody from the talk radio world or someone important to talk radio, and this week's interviewee, certainly no exception to that, somebody that I like Michael Zwirling, so what does he tell you?
Yeah, MZ, Michael Zwirling, eccentric.
People will listen to the podcast, but he is eccentric, yeah.
He's eccentric, he's an idiosyncratic kind of a guy, he's iconoclastic. He owns the radio station KSCO in Santa Cruz, and we talk about a new radio show that he's producing there called China Uber Alles, which is not meant to praise China, but rather to compare them to Nazis. And he is right on the cutting edge now of the awakening in America to the threat of the Chinese Communist Party, and he's made a show out of it. We talk about it. It's very interesting.
I'm happy to go on, and I'll be happy to give him some ideas.
He'll put you on. MHinterview.com.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff there. You can go through the archives. Michael has a great way of getting, a deft way of getting into people's heads and getting them to talk about things. It's a rare talent in order to get to people. You got to listen to them and then, you know, ask the right questions. And that's what he does. So check it out, MHinterview.com. And Zwirling is a character.
check it out, folks. Check it out. If you love radio, you'll love that particular conversation.
Yep, exactly. If you love radio, love the Talk Radio Countdown Show every week here with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Top 5 items from the world of technology. That's what we have right now on Tech Talk at 53 after the hour. Review of the top 5 items this week that Victoria Keelan has researched as they impact you. And at number 5, I'm not going to do my Samuel L. Jackson impression, because most of that you can't get away with on the radio. So,
correct.
What do we have here? Hey.
So, Amazon is expanding the Samuel L. Jackson voice skill for its Alexa digital assistant. Now it includes tens of thousands of more phrases, which will be fun, and, of course, a lot more swearing. So, they're also giving him his own dedicated wake phrase, so all you need to say now is, hey, Samuel, rather than go through, hey, Alexa.
Hey, Samuel!
Yeah, so hey Samuel, if you have that now, it's only 99 cents to access this on Echo and other Alexa-enabled devices. And so while gathering feedback, Amazon said 75% of the users of Samuel's voice on Alexa said they wanted a more candid, off-the-cuff version than what was originally, you know, he had basically some recorded phrases. So now you can interact with him even more, and there are 30,000 more phrases that were added, and 5 times the swear words. So... It makes Alexa a lot more fun when it's Samuel L. Jackson talking back to you.
All right, number 4 is the sharpest item of the week as far as I'm concerned. It has impact for me, and I wonder, those who are using Waze, this is very important, so please summarize, Victoria.
If you use the navigation app called Waze, W-A-Z-E, which is, as all of us have said here, it's by far, I think, the best navigation app available. It's owned by Google, but it has way more features than Google Maps does or even Apple Maps. And so they're adding a new feature that I think all of us have suffered with, and it's called Lane Guidance. So what it does now, it will recommend what lane you should be in when you're entering or exiting a freeway or a highway. And in the past, it's sort of been a little murky, and you had to kind of figure out which lane you needed to be in on your own. And that can be dangerous while you're driving and trying to also exit or enter a freeway. So now it will be very specific about which lane you need to be in order to execute the exit. So that's a good feature. They've stolen it from Google Maps and Apple Maps, but I think overall Waze is still really is much better. They also have new traffic notifications that will let you know that traffic is building up on the way to your favorite or frequent destinations. So that will help too, so you can beat the rush.
Just me personally, that's the best story of the week.
Yeah.
It's number three, and some of these others have no meaning. Drone deliveries,
well,
I'm not exactly going to be in line for that.
Well, you're not a Walmart customer. However, many millions of Americans are. And
that's
so Zipline is a drone company. They are partnering with Walmart for a new drone delivery operation. So the program is going to be for on-demand deliveries of health and wellness products, including prescriptions. They're starting the trial next year in their headquarters, which is in Bentonville, Arkansas. And Zipline's launch and release system allows for on-demand delivery in less than an hour. They'll be operating from a Walmart store, and they can service a 50-mile radius. If you think about it, a 50-mile radius for delivery within an hour is pretty amazing. So that's like about an hour away in most places, maybe even a little more. So
yeah.
That's actually great news. Earlier this year, Zipline announced it was partnering with a hospital system in North Carolina to make contactless deliveries of PPE. That worked out really well, and that's why they've now moved up a step with Walmart. And so they've already delivered more than 200,000 critical medical products to health facilities in multiple countries. Back in 2016, Zipline made a lot of headlines because they were the first national drone delivery system in the world to deliver blood to patients in remote areas of Rwanda. That was their real testing ground. So, and then on the other end of it, Amazon, which is constantly competing with Walmart, they recently got approval in August from the FAA to operate as a drone airline in the U.S. So we're not really sure what that's going to look like yet, but next year in 2021, we'll start to see how these drone delivery systems really kind of pan out.
Number two, Apple has a big announcement.
Yep, Apple announced, they did their annual September announcement of all the new products, and one of the new ones is the Apple Watch Series 6, which is pretty cool. The new model looks just like the 4 and the 5, but it adds a variety of new sensors to allow for things like blood oxygen monitoring and better sleep tracking. The Series 6 can measure blood oxygen levels in 15 seconds using both red and infrared light. The reason that's important, and you've been hearing a lot about this during the pandemic, blood oxygen levels are often tied. If you have a low blood oxygen level, that's usually one of the first signs of COVID. And so if you're a lot of people, you know, they had oxygen levels that were way lower than they should be, and that was an initial symptom that doctors knew to treat patients for COVID-19. So you can get that information now from the Apple Watch.
Number one, Amazon is a, products that they have are Firehead.
Yeah.
So,
Amazon Basics is their own line of electronics, and they make more than 5,000 budget-friendly products. However, after 1,500 reviews of 70 items, they have been deemed a fire hazard. So be very, very cautious if you're buying Amazon Basics electronics.
Budget-friendly, but don't want to have them in your house unless you want to have your house burned down. 59 pounds.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.